This call may be recorded.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
I talked to my mom a little bit ago.
Yeah, what'd she say?
She said I should buy that car part.
She said what?
I should buy that part.
With her credit card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know where to order it?
I gotta go look. With that? Are you there?
Yeah, do you think maybe you should just have the shop do it?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm sure that would triple the cost.
Right.
But I didn't ask for that.
Right. But it would be a healthy lifestyle change for you to recognize that you don't have time for that.
I don't know. I'm not comfortable asking her for that.
Well. You could check. You know what I mean? Check what it would cost.
Yep.
So what else did you do today?
I fixed a lot of my tools. I listened
mm-hmm.
to the first podcast that you sent me.
Yeah.
I came over here and had a sandwich, and I'm about to go work on taxes.
What'd you do to your tools?
Mostly I cleaned them. They were not working.
Oh, sure.
Yep. You're supposed to do it every so many nails, and I had never done it, basically.
Ah.
I think I'm Skipper's best friend now.
What?
So I think I'm Skipper's best friend now.
Oh.
He follows me around.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I was, I read your treatment plan, and I just wanted to clarify. My assumption is that, Nathan developed the treatment plan so that there would be a comprehensive plan in place for everything that you need to work on with your new therapist at the beaches. Is that correct?
No.
Oh, you feel like you did the treatment plans while you were at Honey Lake?
Treatment plan's supposed to be primarily in my observation or impression, the plan of what they do there, and it's supposed to be done within like a couple of days of getting there, and he didn't finish mine until basically that week that he was leaving, which was after I was there for 3 weeks already.
I'm so, just saying there's no way you actually did that stuff.
I don't think it really had any stuff for us to even do.
You had six different treatment plans, and each one had, like, two or three objectives, and each objective had, like, two or three specific things that you had to do to have accomplished them.
Okay. Well,
it doesn't seem likely that you did any more than just... because you were there that you actually completed them all. It doesn't seem likely that you did any more than just get them filled out to check the box that they were filled out.
No, we didn't. I didn't even have it until I was basically ready to leave, so.
Well, I mean, you had it when you transferred to Ted, but Ted didn't take the treatment plans and actually go down the list and say, now let's do every single thing that this says you're going to do. Right? Okay. But you think that that's what how they're supposed to function? You do it right when you get there, and that would tell you what to spend your time on for the rest of your time there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which itself is frustrating because they're overly broad, and I don't know.
Well, it just seems to me like there's, you know, 4 years worth of work contained in those 6 treatment plans. I don't think they're overly broad. I think they're pretty specific. But to say we're going to get all of this done in 30 days is just silly. It seems silly to me.
Do you watch Church Online?
Yes. Yeah, and right after ours ended, Adam Page came on to do the very next chapter of Hebrews. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, like we did chapter 4 and then he was doing like chapter 5.
That is funny.
But I didn't watch it.
Gotcha.
I mean, I saw the beginning of it, but then turned it off.
Gotcha.
I was having fun imagining how awkward it was for all the people who were doing it, like, as a family trying to sing along with a song they don't know.
Yeah. I just didn't sing those. I never do.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, like, there's some larger families where it might have been really awkward. Like, the dad had it in his head that they were really going to do, like, a real worship service, and they were really going to sing along, and then all of a sudden the song comes on that nobody knows, and the wife doesn't even know how to sing in key in the first place, and they're all looking at each other. So somebody finally says, let's just listen to this one.
No.
It's just me. I didn't have the kids watch it.
Yeah. So like I said, I watched the first podcast.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't really know what to say about it. I don't really see myself that way, but I also don't mind listening to that guy or trying to figure it out.
Yeah. Well, what did he say?
What?
What did he say?
What did he say?
Yeah.
He talked about abuse and domestic violence and emotional abuse and power and control and that he has a program.
Well, who do you see as fitting into that category.
What do you mean?
Like, when you say, okay, what kind of person is he talking to? Would you think of your dad? Would you think of your mom? Would you think of one of your mom's boyfriends? Would you think of...
My mom had a boyfriend that hit her at one point, and I think some people actually try and control things.
But just one of them?
One of her boyfriends?
Yeah, you would say only... Well, I'm not asking about if anybody ever hit anybody. I'm saying, like, the dynamic and the overall, like, way of approaching relationships that Chris was talking about. Did you see that man in that way in all of the time that you spent with him?
I'm not sure what you're asking me.
You're talking about like an isolated incident, like something that lasted like 5 seconds.
I don't know, I wasn't there.
Right, but you knew the guy, obviously. Like, at some point, you were sitting watching TV with him, or at some point, you had some interaction, or you saw him with your mom. Like, did you always have a general sense of, well, this guy is really bad to her, or this guy is a problem, or...
Do you have a car for that? I didn't see a car out there, I thought. Okay. Jeff and Ian.
I was just asking you if other than knowing about that single incident, if you had a general sense of that guy as being that kind of guy.
I don't really remember.
You felt like, in general, all of your mom's relationships were peaceful and healthy and just ended because of a lack of commitment?
No.
You're saying you remember bad ones, but that one didn't overall stick out to you as a bad one, except for one incident.
I wouldn't call them healthy relationships, but I also, other than that, can't think of very much that I would characterize as abuse. We're just dysfunctional adult people being dysfunctional together.
Well, in a relationship where there's mutual trust and mutual respect and mutual allowance for the other person's independence and people aren't trying to control or hurt, then you have a functional relationship. Hard to conceive of a construct in which a relationship is dysfunctional but has no abuse. It doesn't really make sense.
I don't know. I think you have a very wide perspective of what constitutes abuse, I guess. I don't know. But
yeah, or yours is overly narrow.
That's just a label to me, so...
Right. But you can, you know, you can call it fluff or not. And the point is that there is an unhealthy dynamic that Chris is referring to.
Okay.
And you can tell everybody in your life, I want you to not use that word anymore. I want you to call it fluff or nutter, but it's still an existing construct that Chris has a specific way of defining. And it's something worth, like, paying attention to and caring about. All right, I gotta go. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.